young people want to be in business today at all. Do you talk to them? Do you have any advice for young people?
Well, you need to find a niche and just work hard at it and don't give up.
A lot of people say you've got to like what you do. You liked what you were doing all the time.
That makes a big difference if you like what you're doing. If you don't like what you're doing, you better find something that you like doing when you get up every morning.
And then you liked people, naturally.
Yeah, and you have to make connections, and you know, you got to talk to people at their level. You know, if you're depending on, you know, the circumstances of where you are. And Jack Hansen was my mentor. He had been a cigar salesman and candy salesman for Niles and Mosier years ago out of Joplin. Believe it or not, he retired over in Bella Vista, and I had him over to Grand Lake one time, and we went to Arrowhead for dinner, and we're sitting there, and I introduced him to Joe Harwood, and he said, Harwood, are you from Kansas? And he said, yes.
Joe said, yes.
And Elmer and his wife were still there at that time, alive. And
Joe's parents.
Yeah. And he said, well, I used to sell cigars, tobacco products, and candy in Humboldt, Kansas. Turned out that Joe's father had a service station in Humboldt, and this service station was one of Jack's best customers, and Joe's grandfather would give candy to the kids all the time when the parents came to get gasoline. So everybody, they bought gasoline there for the candy, and Jack knew his That's grandfather.
Yeah.
But Jack, when we'd go to a distributorship, sometimes he said, go in the back door and see what's going on in the warehouse and talk to the guys filling the orders or talk to the truck drivers and talk to those people first before you talk to the management people, and you'll probably find a lot more what's going on. And he said, learn the wedding anniversaries of some of the secretaries or when their birthdays are and things like that, or a retailer, when his wedding anniversary is, or your customers' anniversaries, birthdays, and things like that, and remember when those things happen. And you don't give up on a sale, because most sales aren't made the first or second time. But once you make a relationship with a customer, and it's a good relationship, why, you're going to keep that customer, and he's not going to switch to somebody else just for price.
Are you pretty amazed when you look back at your life?
Yeah, I really didn't realize it until Frank Robinson and talked John Hughes into doing his book, and I read John Hughes' book, and John, my son, said, well, we ought to do one on your life history, and I didn't think I could do it. And then I started thinking about it, and I started out in 10-year segments, and then I got down to 5-year segments. And for some reason, as it went along, it just started flowing. I remembered things that happened through the years, and it dawned on me, if I hadn't met so-and-so, if I hadn't met Cab Rennick in the liquor store, and years later he shows up at the Ford dealership and tells me about the Bud distributorship, and then Frederick Drummond, the rancher, sold him pickups, and his fraternity brother was a Bud wholesaler in Fort Smith, and everything just kind of falls in place as you go through life.
Plan bigger than you and I.
That
was made for you. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So how would you like to be remembered?
As the Bud man. We had, well, it was funny, when that Bud Man character first came out, I had a new Ford van, and I put the Bud Man on the side of the van, and John was in grade school at that time, and once in a while Gail would go over to the school to pick John up in the Budman van, and all the other kids thought it was cool, but John was embarrassed.
Well, you know, you're a friend, easy person to approach and talk to, so you had that going for you. Not everybody has that. On top of that, you have this easy personality, and then you like people, and it all worked for you, and that's what came up with the name of your book, Making Friends Was My Business. And then if you make friends, then all these other things happen.
They fall in place. You know, that, and I kind of plagiarized it, I guess. Anheuser-Busch had that saying, making friends is our business. Yeah. You know, Anheuser-Busch was a fantastic family corporation for years, and it used to be you got out of college and you went to work for a company, and your whole life's career could end up being with one company. But today, that doesn't happen. No.
You came along at a good time. You did. Well, Denny, I want to thank you for this time.
Well, I enjoyed visiting with you and telling you some of my stories.
Yep. How you can remember all that's beyond me, but it's great, and I'm glad that you did. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.